I remember as a young altar boy being fascinated with the rose-colored vestments worn by the priest on Gaudete Sunday. Just to see the priest wear those colorful vestments made me smile. Gaudete is the Latin word meaning rejoice. This is what we celebrate on the third Sunday of Advent, rejoicing because God is with us. In the responsorial psalm we heard, cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. In other words, be delighted that God is among us. We are very sentient beings who depend on our eyes and ears and on our sense of touch and smell to experience the world around us. Yet we do not directly see God in our midst. Behind what we do see and experience, we sense the sacred mystery of something or someone far greater than we can imagine. The Church teaches that God reveals God's self to us. A fundamental way is through the natural world, through our pets, flowers, birds, sunrise, sunsets, and so much more. The written scriptures complete God's self-revelation to us. Then at Christmas, we remember how God has revealed God's self to us in the human, vulnerable, and weak infant Jesus, born of Mary. Even as we celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus, God is with us. It is a time of rejoicing. Who is this God present in our midst, causing us to rejoice? Psalm 19 tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. The cosmos and all the natural world declare the glory of God. Saint John Paul II taught, with the interior gaze of the soul, men and women can discover that the world is not dumb, but speaks of the Creator. When their interior spiritual vision, their religious intuition, is not taken up with superficiality. In the Book of Wisdom, we read, from the greatness and beauty of created things, their original author is seen by analogy. God is among the suffering and the crushed in spirit. He accompanied those fleeing slavery during the Exodus. He guided the people through the prophets even when the Assyrians and the Babylonians conquered them. He is among the suffering migrants and captive slaves of today. At Christmas, we celebrate God in our midst, who has become a newborn baby in Jesus, so fragile and vulnerable, dependent and needy. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. At the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus proclaimed, and behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. The invisible presence of Jesus always accompanies us. If God is in our midst and journeying with us, even in our dark valleys, we can rejoice. We do not need to be afraid of anything. We do not need to fear the sickness or tragedies that befall us, or even death itself. We are the beloved sons and daughters of God who accompanies us throughout our lives. We heard in our first reading, sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. St. Paul, in today's beautiful second reading to the Philippians, also reminds us to rejoice because the Lord is near. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. If God is born as Mary's vulnerable child, if all creation proclaims the glory of God, if Jesus promises to always be with us, then we can rejoice. We do not need to be afraid. We are never alone. We were born into this world from love, and from this world we will return to love, who is Emmanuel. God is with us.